Lesson 15, Grammar 1.
Wow, you've learned a lot of Korean. How do we show surprise?
We add an exclamation to a declarative sentence.
Well, Korean is different than that.
You guessed it. It has a verb ending. This verb ending, 네요, fits on consonants and vowels, and it's used not just for surprise, but also to emphasize information that you've gathered for yourself. When you feel something or realize something, you can use 네요 to express that. In other words, 네요 is used to express feeling or wonder or surprise about a fact that speaker has come to know. 네요 is used after adjective or verb stems, regardless of whether a final consonant or not. So let's hear this in use.
지금 추워요. 네, 좀 춥네요.
Is it cold now? Yes, it is a little cold. What do we know about the conversation? What does the speaker know? Yeah, the speaker knows the temperature. That means the speaker experienced that for himself or herself. So maybe one person is inside the house and the other person goes outside to check. Then they can say, oh, it's cold. 춥네요. Let's hear another example.
모니카 씨는 한국 음식을 참 잘 만드네요. 그래요. 감사합니다.
Monica, you are very good at making Korean food. Really? Thank you. Okay, great. Here, someone tells Monica that she's good at making Korean food. So, how does that person know it? Maybe someone watches Monica cooking, or they taste her food and eat it. They use their experience to say that Monica is good at making Korean food. So, how do you say making something very well? You make something very well. Can you find that in Korean? 참 잘 만드네요. Good. Use 네요 at the end.